The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Christmas, baby. We could start, right? Hanukkah coming up. Hanukkah's Monday already? Christmas rolling in? Oh, my Lord. Did you get the shopping done? Hey, how are you? Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Here it is, Wednesday. It's November 28th. It's good. We're not into December yet, so you got a little bit of time to go shopping, right? That's why I'm not totally panicking quite yet. 6:06 with Frank and Al, Joe and Debbie. You're very humble, ready for Drive Times players. We are ready, and we are locked, and we are loaded to get into the show. A lot going on, as you could see. And you know what was interesting? Donald Trump had the win down there. Hyde Smith won down there over Mike Espy in Mississippi yesterday. The president put everything on the line yesterday, going out there, going down there twice to do different events down there in Mississippi. And they won down there, and that was pretty close, not as close as they thought. They thought Espy may pull that out. So you got to give president credit where it's due. Governor Cuomo was down there breaking down the news for you today. That's what I'm doing now. I'm breaking down the news so you know what's going on. So when you go out or you walk around, you go, you know, I heard on Piscopo this morning. I heard the news. Joe was telling me the news. I'm looking at the crazy news. Not so bad. Except Governor Cuomo with President Trump today about this tunnel project. You know, don't you wish you were just a fly on the wall? After all of the back and forth rhetoric with Andrew Cuomo and President Trump back and forth, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in the Oval Office? I tell you. See, I love the drama of it all. Guilty as charged. So I'd love to go down there and see what's going on. But the governor is asking the president to fully fund this tunnel project. And I'll tell you about that in a second, because I know there are solutions to these problems. The politicians sometimes, I think, don't want this to happen. They don't want it to happen. You have a solution. They come. I hear these solutions. I hear about creating jobs where Governor Murphy wants to bring $15 an hour minimum wage in New Jersey. I love it. I back that. That's great. Who's going to pay for it? The small business people are going to get slammed. It's going to get slammed, and it will hurt more than help. Why don't you just create business? They don't do it. They don't know how to do it. Why? Because they're politicians. And they don't know how to do it, and you and I got to just keep paying the taxes more and more. So we'll see. We'll get into all of that on that for as well. But the big story, of course, is that the Hyde Smith won yesterday, and that's what the president was doing and hustling for down there in Washington, D.C. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We've got a great show for you today. Brigitte Gabriel's on the show. We love Brigitte. And so I look at it. She has a new book called Rise. We want you to check this book out. It's called Rise, R-I-S-E, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Brigitte Gabriel. And she makes me laugh because she's so fired up all the time. I love it. And then I looked at my book, and it says, "To Joe, I couldn't be more honored and proud to call you my friend." Look at that. Nice. She signed the book already. So Brigitte's going to come on in the 7 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss. A lot of energy, a lot of fun. And she speaks the truth. This, what this woman has gone through to survive, and I'm telling you, just to survive, is inspirational. And you don't want to miss Brigitte on the show. Thomas Munger is on the show, New York State Trooper, New York State Troopers Police Benevolent Association president. And we had a trooper, a New York State Trooper, killed in an accident a couple days ago. And we're going to talk to Thomas Mungier about the state police facing shortage of troopers, please. Steve Perillo is going to jump on. We have such great response from Perillo Tours. Everybody loves Steve. He's my buddy, man. So we bring him on, and he's going to tell us about how and you can go to Italy and if you want to go. Chuck Kilbride is a retired Marine major. And he's going to come up and talk about toys for tots. That's very vital, and we appreciate the major joining us. Corey Lewandowski is on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. He's got this big hit book, President Trump's former campaign manager, author of the new book, Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. Well, what do you think about that? Huh? This whole Mueller situation, Manafort, they got nothing. They got nothing. And you keep hearing everybody say that. If the Mueller probe had, you know, don't say probe to an old guy, I know, but if the Mueller probe, it had any authenticity at all, they would have come up with things. And when they don't, they make something up and then they destroy lives. That's what I can't understand. I could never, if I was an assistant prosecutor, if I was like working for Mueller, you know, I couldn't say, I'd say, with due respect, you know, Mr. Mueller, I said, I can't go after this person. There's nothing here. Then you're going to destroy somebody and you're going to have them pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. Can't for what? It's for political takedown. Has nothing to do with Russian collusion. And, you know, we're just seeing the tip of it, by the way. We're just seeing the beginning of it. Because once the Democrats get in and the Democrats take over the House, you want to see a problem. This is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to happen. Now, there's a preliminary vote about, is Nancy Pelosi going to be the Speaker? She has a preliminary vote down there in Washington today. And we'll keep you abreast of all these things that's going on. I have to tell you, we did a Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey event last night. I like to tell you things positive in the morning. And at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. So I went to Newark, New Jersey, where my parents were brought up. Mount Prospect Avenue, my mom on the Ironbound. They were born down there. They came from Italy. They went to Newark, which is, I know Mayor Giuliani always busts my chops saying, why would they want to go to Newark, New Jersey? I'm going, hey, man, Mr. Mayor, I said, that's where they went to Newark, you know? And I know a lot of folks went to Brooklyn, you know, Staten Island, right? Well, my people, they went to Newark, New Jersey. So I like to go there and just, you know, out of respect for my parents. And when I walk the streets, and I'm telling you, this is why I feel such a legacy, to carry on the legacy of my parents and my grandparents, is when I walk the streets, even wherever I go, wherever they were, my parents and grandparents were, I feel I'm just living, you know, carrying on what they came here for, how they respected the country and they learned the language and the laws. I tell you that every morning. So when I go to Newark, New Jersey, and I go, that's where my people are from, and I walk the streets, and Newark has always had its ups and its downs. I tell you, it's doing great now. We're very disappointed that Jeff Bezos did not come there and bring Amazon in. I'd be very, very disappointed that Newark was locked, loaded, and ready to go. And they made a big push. But like my friends were saying, we left everything on the field. You know, we really gave it 1,000% push. And they decided to go to Long Island City in Virginia. Okay, sure, fine. But I went in there to the Robert Treat Hotel. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Why I stay in Jersey. Why I'm proud to work out of New York. Because, you know, my parents had their wedding reception at the Robert Treat Hotel, 1948. Is that wild? They had the wedding reception there. And I kept thinking, you know, I'm such a, I don't know, maybe I'm corny. Am I corny like that? I took a moment and I walked in and I know where the wedding reception was. It was in the Crystal Room in the Robert Treat Hotel. And I've been in there before and I looked and I just felt the vibes. And then I thought my parents. You know, they're in their 20s. They were in their 20s. You ever think like that when you think of your parents when they came over or your grandparents and they came in and mom walking probably in her wedding gown going in with the whole family, you know? I tell you, it was great. So I was there for the Boys and Girls Club and it inspired me because the legacy is being carried on. They came to America to do good things. To try to better themselves. And that's what I'm trying to do. You know, the Lord knows my please, it's an ongoing process, by the way. It's a learning process, too. Sometimes you make so many mistakes. So I went in, and we had a great time, and we honored a gal who's a friend and a great gal, Joe Standish, and seeing the kids from the Fort McGuire, from the military, the Boys and Girls Club military base at McGuire, Victor came in, and Melanie and Gabriana, they all sang, and they came up, they did speeches, all the kids, and it was great. Wakefern was there from the ShopRite people. I went, wait, ShopRite? I said, me and Al Gattulo. I told them from the stage. I said, I'm at ShopRite all the time. They were cracking up. We had a good time. My buddies Lou LaSalle from Barnabas was there. We love you, Lou. Maria, we love everybody listens to the show. We appreciate that so much. This was a great night. You will hear all day long everything bad on the news. I am telling you. We're in pretty darn good shape. We're pretty darn good shape. I'm telling you, it's good. I see the goodness of the community. I see the community coming up and rising and helping those less fortunate. We do it. If the politician, and by the way, there wasn't one politician there yesterday. Not one. It was good news. I'm just saying. I don't want to say anything about anybody. So we, and you know what? We didn't need a politician there. How about that? We showed up and it was great. I helped with the kids at the Boys and Girls Club, so we had a great time, and it was just very, very, it's something that what I always tell you about, how you just embolden everything that our grandparents and our parents wanted to do when they came to the country. So, oh, and this guy, and Frank and I are going to put him on the air, because he was on Frank's show Sunday. His name was Oz Perlman. He was a mentalist. He goes like this, listen to me. He's one of those mentalist guys. What's with these guys? And again, he was on Frankie Five Boroughs' show on Sunday, So we're going to bring him in the air, on the air Tuesday, next Tuesday, because he goes like this. Nice kid. And you saw him on NBC. He's on Jimmy Fallon. O-H-S Perlman is his name. And he's a young guy. And he goes, hi. So I said, what's he going to do? What's this guy going to do? You know, I'm going like that, right? He goes, oh, like, wait. They go like that. Wait, oh, you have no idea. Like that, right? So I go, okay. So he comes over to me, and I'm with my buddy Lou LaSalle and Luigi Minetta. Lieutenant Luigi was there. We sang, by the way. Of course, yes, I sang. You know, we sang to Joe Standish. Great night, all positive. You're going to hear all the negative news. You're going to hear positive from me this morning, as much as I can give you anyway. So this guy Oz comes over to me. Listen, and it was before the event, you know, where everybody's kind of milling around. And he goes, Joe, I want you to think of a name. He goes like this to me. I want you to think of a name. So I go, okay, here it is. Is this Kreskin? What's going on? I don't know what's going on. And he's here. So I think of a name. Bruce. I think of the name because Darren was there, and I was thinking of Bruce down the shore, down at Ocean Resort. Like, okay, I got Bruce, okay. So I don't say anything. So then he goes, okay. Now, so he writes something down. And then he goes, okay, now... He goes, do you tell your friend, Darren, who's our sales guy there, what the name is? And so he knows, he checks. I whisper to Darren, and he doesn't hear anything. This guy Oz doesn't hear anything. He says to Darren, Joe told you, you know what it is, right? Yes, what it is. So then he goes to Louie's friend, Gail. He goes to her purse. Listen to me. Goes to her purse, takes her wallet out. In her wallet, there's a zippered thing in her wallet. Not even anything that this kid Oz had to do. Takes out Gail's wallet, unzips something in her wallet, takes a card out, and turns around and says, is this the name? And says, Bruce, on the card. Are you kidding? How do they do that? How do they do it? And then when he did his performance at the end of the night, which was sensational, he was calling people out, what they were thinking, how they were thinking. Are those people like aliens? I thought Oz Perlman, I mean, I say this in the most respectful way. He had to be an alien. How did this guy know so much? Fascinating. And it was fun. And it was a good night. That's why. So, and Frankie Fibro's good morning. And Al, good morning.
Good morning,
Frankie,
Joe.
This guy was unbelievable.
Joe, huh? He is the most remarkable talent I've ever seen in my entire life.
But is that Scott really something that he's just given us like this amazing sixth sense or something?
It is remarkable. I mean, he doesn't reveal all of his tricks, but he has worked at honing this craft of mentalism his whole life. You know, the time that I met him, Joe, he said to me, think of someone that you'd really like to interview that you've never met, but that you've really liked to interview. So I think of the name and I write it down and I tear it up, George Hamilton, right? Yes. And he says, so he guesses... Out of anybody, George Hamilton.
Yeah. What do you think? Is it some kind of, it's got to be some kind of, because I've seen other guys do that, other people
Not
do that.
Not like him, though. Like, I've known Kreskin a long time, and I know you have, too.
Yeah.
Kreskin is remarkable,
but
so much of what he does is in the performance. What Oz Perlman does, it's in the,
we'll get him in Tuesday.
Even describe it.
Let's get him in Tuesday. You get him in Tuesday to be able to watch it, because I got to tell you, I was at... I'll tell you a story. When I went to a New Year's Eve party that Howard Stern invited Kimberly and I to back in the day, and he had a mentalist there, and I'll tell you about that, too, because something that these people, I believe, the only thing, I was my buddy Joe from Wakefern, and I was saying, I looked at him and said, how does he do that? We surmised it's just a gift. It's got to be a gift, Frank. You can't trick that.
No, you can't trick it, but he really has worked at it. He spent his whole life honing his craft.
All right, let me guess who's coming up next. Debbie Duhaime. How was that? Was that good?
That's pretty good.
Was that good? Thank you. I took a shot. Debbie, you had to see this guy. On Tuesday, we got to get O's in, because O's lives downtown in New York, so he's going to come into the studio. He's a young kid, and he's guessing everybody. He's going, one gal goes, oh, you're thinking it's a guy you're thinking of. Yeah. And then he looks and he does like 3-4 other things, to the people there, and then he whips back to that girl. He goes, Ronald Reagan. She goes, oh, my God. Like that's what she's thinking.
So wild.
Yeah, scary. Oh, scary. And nice and friendly and fun. I tell you, it was great for the Boys and Girls Club, all for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And then I did the auction. I sang. Joey Benefit lives.
Of course,
so thank you.
Of course. But I can't believe you were thinking of the name Bruce, and then he found it on a card.
Bruce Steifert,
somebody's purse. I mean, that's a wild.
And he knew. And Darren will verify. Darren was there.
It was amazing.
Darren got half of it right because he has the one eye. So it was just the one
eye. Poor Darren.
I know. Listen to this. Then we'll come back. Forgive me for being so inside of you. Listen, Darren goes, I get a text because I can't find him. Joe, slight emergency at my house. A wild animal got into my house. I gotta go home.
Oh, no. I wonder what type of animal.
It's always something with Darren. I gotta go. I'm running late. It's always something.
A wild animal in my house. I think, do you have a neighbor? Was it a neighbor? Is that what you're talking about? Or was it really a wild animal?
Oh, that's hysterical.
Only us.
We have to hear the rest of that story,
I know. Hey, 21 after 6 o'clock. Wait a minute. Let me think for a second. Debbie's going to do traffic.
Yes.
There it is.
Told you that. You knew.
Yeah, maybe.
I heard him on Frankie's show, like when he was on recently. It was fabulous.
Really. Oh,
fabulous.
My Lord. Debbie Duhaime's with us. Always great to hear you, Debbie. Wednesday, 6:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, it's a gridlock alert day here in the city. You have the big Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony tonight, so it's going to be pretty tough around the Midtown area today, so allow that extra time. Let's go to the westbound BQE right by the Brooklyn Bridge, an accident involving two vans. It's also busy on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the LIE. It's an accident in the right lane. Heading over to the downtown Q train, everything back on or close. 5 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit. Inbound GWB, some earlier problems. Clear 20 in. Lincoln 25, Holland about 25. And 78 eastbound, still slowing down by 287. They're doing some ongoing road work, and on the sprain south of Route 100, it looks like an accident blocking two lanes. Partly cloudy today, windy, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Interested in learning how to trade in the stock market? Join Tradeway November 30th and December 1st to get going at Nyack College in New York City at 2 Washington Street. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L. Works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. How are you? Great to have you with us. 624. This is AM 970, The Answer, out of New York, New York. Although I think the towers are in, like, where they are? Where are they? Hackensack? Is that where they are? The towers? Our towers? Or where are they?
They're in
Thank you, Frank. Hackensack. I like that. A Jersey guy. I like that. Towers in Hackensack, New Jersey. Hey, so I'm at the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey event. And so Joe Giovanello, you know, from they make Durasan in Passaic, New Jersey, which I absolutely love. I love that I could, you know, use Durasan and kill my germs for 24 hours as opposed to 10 seconds like every other hand sanitizer. Durasan, D-U-R-I-S-A-N, right? So Art Wein shows up. Art Wein shows up. He's like the guy. He's like Joe's like kind of partner there. And looking dapper and keeps himself in great shape. He's a swimmer. And Art was there to support the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. It's not enough that they could kill every germ that I run into at Durasan. They show up to support the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And Art, thank you for that. And Joe Giovanello, thank you for that. This is a great company, Durasan. And I predict the way other folks and their family members will come on the show. And when I tell you about, it's not, this ain't just a commercial. This is a family member. They come on and they believe in us enough to come on and be a sponsor. They are family. And I tell you, that if all the good things that can help your life, make your life easier. You know, Durasan is one of those things. They came on, they became part of the family. And then to help out like charities like the Boys and Girls Club, that is like second to none. And if you're a germaphobe like me, you need Durasan, you know. But I'm telling I predict, like some of the products that do come on the show, Durasan is going to just take over the whole sanitization business. I mean, they're right now in hospitals, schools, casinos, stadiums, houses of worship, and other public facilities. And by the way, if you run a health facility, if you run an office, you want to go to Durasan.com. Durasan.com and have Joe, have Art go over to your office. They'll take care of everything. They have bottles and wipes and pocket sprays. I hold in my hand as I speak a Durasan hand sanitizer. It's like a foam. It's perfect. I keep it in my car. I keep the little credit card dispenser next to me. If somebody shakes my hand in church, I can just a quick spray, boom, and it lasts forever. By the way, you know, it's been approved by the FDA, but what I love about Durasan, it significantly reduces growth of major pathogens like MRSA, like E. coli, like Salmonella. I'm telling you, this is great. Now, because you're kind enough to listen to the show, you get 20% off when you mention the Joe Piscopo Show when you go to Durasan.com. 844-DURASAN. 844-387-4726. 844-387-4726. Durasan. D-U-R-I-S-A-N. And again, 5%. And then Art told me yesterday, 10% of sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Got to go to Moe's. There's my man, Mitchell Modell. We love Mitchell Modell. We love Modell's. I go to these stores. I actually live there. Hi, how are you? Thank you for advertising. I'm here. Hey, there's so much to talk about, and I'll get into all the news of the day. Now, Governor Cuomo goes to ask Donald Trump to fully fund the tunnel project. Let me just rail on this, and then we'll get into what we're talking about, the silly stuff. But just a vital issue. This is the tunnel project. I've told you this before, but if you're new to the show or if you missed it, forgive me for repeating myself, but it's vital. When I was going to run for governor, I was serious about running for governor, you know, a couple of years ago, we're going to go in. And then I told you this. I had a guy, a friend of mine, put together a dinner, four of us. There was a union guy. There was my buddy, me, and then some other guy. I had no idea who he was. And he says to me, long story short, he goes, hey, you're running. I think I'm going in. At that time, I was going to win before I sat down with then Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno. And before I stepped down and made way for the Lieutenant Governor, I sat and I talked to this guy, and he goes, we think you can win. who he was. He represented a big company that represented China. I tell you, we talked at length. Great guy, by the way. Very smart guy. And I said, whoa. I said, now we don't want, what do we get for it in New Jersey? I kept railing this guy. What do we get for it? What's the tax differential when you come in? How much are the fares going to be? How do you make your money back? And I drilled this guy, and I had a union guy watching my back because this was going to be a union project, right? And I talked to the guy. He wanted to do the Gateway project. They wanted the Chinese. Now, the Chinese do, they're doing part of the Pulaski Highway. They come in. By the way, the Chinese will come in, and not only will they kind of, they wanted to do some distribution from ports, and you got to watch because they will want to own those ports. You hear about that in Los Angeles, and they want to do the same thing all around the country. So you got to be careful with this. But it would have been a bipartisan kind of, a P3 partnership, you know, public-private partnership. And I talked to the politicians, and it would have been China, New Jersey, and New York. And the deal was there. It's just out of my league, man. I hear it. I talk to some people. You know what it does? It goes away. It goes away. Now, we could hide the tunnel 2 years ago. And then that's not the only project, because the unions come to me and say, Joe, you know, here's another idea that I could do that would create jobs. And of course, their ulterior motive is to do some union jobs. Hey, fair enough. If you're going to bring quote unquote jobs, and I said, you got to go to the stressed areas. I did that riff that I always talk about every morning. Go to Paterson, New Jersey. Come on, we'll go to Paterson. You go over there. And I go, well, and you want to bring ports? Because now the Chinese can go through the Panama Canal. They can come up the East Coast and they could distribute in New Jersey. I've talked to these people till I'm blue in the face. Nobody wants to listen. They don't want to listen. Now Governor Cuomo goes down and talks to Donald Trump because Governor Christie did not want to do the Gateway Project. You got to do the Gateway Project. It's a mess. They can't get the trains running even when they have a tunnel. They're going to put another tunnel and it's going to be another mess. I'm telling you, the problem is you and I, and you know why it goes away? I got to work to pay my bills. I'm running like a madman running all around. You too. You do the same thing. You get the kids, you run around. Ma, I got to do this. I got to do that. The politicians have nothing else to do. They have nothing else to do. What do? They go, they sit, they get their little special interests together. Not all of them, the handful that don't come on the show, and we appreciate that. But a lot of the, what can we do? What do we have to do? Oh, I think I'll run for president. Well, I'm not going to run for president. Now, Governor Cuomo says he's not going to run for president. Why? This is so easy. In the private sector, it's so easy. The politicians, I think they just stall things because they like to talk about it. I can't figure it. I've not met, except for the folks that are kind enough to come on the show, a politician that really truly cares about what's happening to the people. I think, personally, the president of the United States understands that. He understands that. And he's working with everybody in Washington. He's working with those folks. Some of the folks Frankie and I talk about, we're not crazy that he's working with, but he's got to work. He's got to play that game a little bit. But my goodness gracious, Frankie Five Boroughs, I told you this conversation 2 years ago. People come in, the union comes in, everybody wants jobs. This is a done deal. And I put this forth on the air, on the wattage of AM 970 and across the country on AM970theanswer.com. You want to build that gateway? Come to me. I got the solution. You want to create thousands of jobs in New Jersey? Come to me. I got the solution. You won't have to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You won't have to we will create jobs. We can do it. They come to me. I know how to do it. Sometimes, Frankie, I think the politicians don't have a knack to it. They don't have a drive to do it. It's so easy. I did it because I got into the arena. I saw how it could be done. But then it's tough when you get to Trenton, to Albany, to Washington. Everything stops, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is essential that we're able to figure out something here. The Gateway Tunnel is, you know, these tunnels are federally owned by the Amtrak Corporation.
Right.
So the federal government's cooperation is necessary here. So the question is, no one doubts that this project needs to come to fruition. The question is, who's going to pay for it? How much is it going to be? And who's going to share the cost?
Probably
some combination of, you know, the federal government, New Jersey, New York, and maybe even private industry, as you described. But yeah, I mean, I think the leadership that you exercise there, Joe, and the kind of out-of-the-box thinking is precisely the kind of thing we need more of in government. That's why I think there was so much enthusiasm potential candidacy.
And you know what, Joe? Yeah. The other thing is this. If they don't get started on this project soon rather than later, There's going to be a horrific accident in that tunnel. People are going to die. And then all of a sudden, everybody's going to be pointing the finger at one another, like who's you know, blaming who.
I've never
Get jobs flowing into that part of the area. Again, counts for the Gateway Tunnel, or the tunnel itself, the Northeast Corridor, counts for, 25% of the gross domestic product of the United States of America? I mean, think about that. 25%, that's a quarter of what we put out. This needs to get done and needs to get started now. Stop wasting time. If it's going to be half and half, then let's get it moving.
And I love the Chinese. And we say, and believe me, I'll criticize
the Chinese.
I love Chinese
food.
No, Chinese food is fantastic.
You got good racist. I'm sorry, it's racist.
It's not racist.
No, but I love the Chinese.
They're Italians making Chinese food?
They'll get it done. But you got to be careful. You have to keep a close watch because they'll want to take over the ports. But they will get it done. They were so anxious to come in for the Gateway. We can't work with them. Well, then how about we work with somebody and do something? I mean, it's just inexcusable that these politicians don't move. And I was going to give you the local news, and Brigitte Gabriel is going to join us in the next hour, and Steve Perillo is on the show. Corey Lewandowski on as well. He's got a new book called Trump's Enemies. Please, I mean, this is a great book, Corey Lewandowski's book, and also Brigitte Gabriel's book called Rise, we want you to check out, and great books for the Christmas season. Hey, Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith defeated Democrat Mike Espy in that Mississippi runoff election Tuesday, and that was a big win for Donald Trump. President Trump, by the way, in another story, has threatened to cut all subsidies to General Motors.
Good.
After the automaker announced it was cutting 15% of the North American workplace and closing several plants. Absolutely. Don't get me started. There's a perfect example of a guy in Donald J. Trump sticking up for the American worker. It's inexcusable, General Motors. I will buy a General Motors car just because it's like, oh, it's GM. It's GM. They're made all over the world. The parts all over the world. The parts are made in China, for crying out loud. And now they're going to cut. They're going to close three plants, one in Canada, two in America. They're going to, in North America, they're going to do that. And after we bailed them out, inexcusable. So Godspeed, Mr. President. Nancy Pelosi's leadership faces a test as Democrats will meet Wednesday to nominate a new incoming House Speaker. And there's a lot to get into, too. Also about the tear gas at the border. And we'll get into it when we come back. But, you know, they did. Did you see the numbers on the news now? Like Barack Obama used tear gas 70 times, 7-0, 70 times against migrants that were trying to cross in. And there's something else I'm going to retweet on at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter that I saw Bernard Carrick, our friend, put out, where Bill Clinton, like I was saying, and it was Barack Obama, they were all saying the exact same thing Donald Trump is saying about immigration. This is all the politics of it all in business, about this Gateway project, in business, in politics, in helping these poor people trying to come into the country. You know, the politics of it all has just got to stop, and we'd like it to stop right here on the show, and you could help us. Give us a call, 877-970-2999, 636 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer with Five Boroughs. Debbie's coming up with traffic in a moment. Right now, Big Al Gattulo has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The lawyer for one of the former Governor Christie staffers convicted in the so-called Bridgegate scandal, planning an appeal to the Supreme Court. The attorney for Christie's one-time deputy chief of staff, Bridget Kelly, is going to petition the nation's highest court in an attempt to have all counts remaining against his client dismissed. Federal appeals court judge has already upheld some of the convictions against both Kelly and former Port Authority executive Bill Baroni on their 2016 convictions for wire fraud and misuse of Port Authority resources. The efforts were part of a scheme to deliberately cause traffic jams on the George Washington Bridge as a form of political payback to the mayor of Fort Lee. Many people are not happy about the MTA's proposed hikes, and they're letting officials know it. The MTA held the first of its 8 public hearings yesterday evening on plans to raise prices on subways, trains, and buses. People arrived at the event with signs and complained about the proposal. MTA officials say the fare hikes are needed for renovations to improve service. The public hearing was held at Baruch College. In sports, as you heard here on AM 970, The Answer last night, St. John's rolled past Maryland Eastern Shore 85-64, and Blake Griffin scored 30 points to lead the Pistons to a 115-108 win over the Knicks in Detroit. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride to the Sprain southbound into Route 100. It's an accident blocking two lanes. It's kind of busy as well on the New York State Thruway southbound getting down toward 15A because of earlier construction. Let's take it over to the inbound GWB. An accident clear 25 minutes in there. Lincoln 20, Holland about 30. Still a tough ride on 78 eastbound getting out toward 287. Road work cleaned up. 4 eastbound at Teaneck Road into Teaneck. An accident there. And traffic is moving pretty slowly for you as you head over to the westbound BQE at the Brooklyn Bridge with an accident just cleared. Southbound West Side Highway into the 40s. That's an accident. And traffic is also slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's a disabled tractor trailer. LIE westbound service road at Nichols Road. Accident being cleaned up. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today. Windy. High of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime. AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Cold and flu season hits hard, especially for the millions of people living with heart disease, asthma, or cancer. Use the number one hospital-preferred thermometer, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
This year, as we count down the number of giving days till Christmas, you're invited to support Love's Army by donating to the Salvation Army at teamprager.org. It's a great way to fight for good this season because the Salvation Army serves over 23 million people in the U.S. every year. Through the generosity of people like you, they provide vital services, including shelter meals and holiday assistance. And best of all, the money you give stays within your local community to help your neighbors most in need. In fact, here's how your gifts go to work. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. $250 covers 2 nights of shelter for a family of four. So please join the fight for good and go to teamprager.org and donate today. Good has an army. And that's why we're partnering with the Salvation Army, because they fight for good. And that's why I adore them. Together with the Salvation Army, we can continue doing the most good.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
641 with Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. You know, if you've been in an accident, need to talk to a lawyer about your case, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm. You know that, right? John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers standing by to answer your questions as I speak. During the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis, no recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim, auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claim. The phone number is 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Here we go. My leg is shaking, baby.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you
don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to starve me half to death. Now you could spare a kiss or two, and still have many levels on the bed.
What
what's upsetting. Elvis, how old would he have been, Frankie Five Burrows? About 80-something, right? In his age. But if Tony Bennett could be on stage at 92, God bless him, and just crushing it like Tony does every night on stage, you know, and Don Rickles, rest his soul, Don worked till 90 or something, Elvis could be on stage doing something. And I was upset. That's why it was Jimi Hendrix's birthday yesterday, we told you about, right? And all of us, the baby boomers, you know, we were all such big Hendrix fans back in the day. And then I see my son playing Little Wing, and I get teary-eyed when he plays a beautiful tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix would have only been 78 years old. He could have been rocking. He could have been rocking.
Yeah, different
look
acts,
at Mick Jagger. Though. Look at Mick Jagger.
Different, huh? Different acts, though. Like Elvis was, you know, tremendous in 2 points in his career. But in the latter half of his career, you know, let's face it, he put on a few pounds. Wasn't like he could pull off a lot of the moves that he did early on. So
Al, I've seen you. You're fat. You always.
I'm fat, and I cannot pull off any moves. So please, let's not get carried away here. All right.
Excuse me. I'll tell you what, Jackie Gleason. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh,
forgive me for
Jackie
dating
Gleason. Well, good. So I'm glad that you look at me as a fat guy. I appreciate that very much.
And away we go. No. Not everybody else.
I want to learn how to do the huckle buckle. Come on. Who doesn't?
So Gleason was so light on his feet.
But he was
fat. He was light on his feet. It doesn't matter what size
light on
you
his
are.
Feet. I'm nowhere near being light on my feet.
Can I talk about
big, heavy, clumping steps?
I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm going to get in trouble now.
You already did. You called me fat, but that's all right. Go ahead. Keep going.
That's politically incorrect.
No, not to me. It's maybe to others.
And I don't look at you as fat. I really don't.
Really? How do you look at me, Joe? Should I start playing romantic music? Are you hitting on me?
No, I don't look at you like you're fat.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
well,
Frank,
I am.
Do you look at Al and go, oh, you go, oh, he's so fat. You never say those
words.
Yeah,
Frank does. He looks in disgust.
Hello, Frank. Are you there? Is this on? So I had a conductor, and I hope I don't get in trouble today. No.
Wow. I mean, you should think about this before you start. I had a conductor.
He's doing his own. He's doing a great thing there. Joe Mooch. We call the Mooch. Yeah. We call the Mooch. He had the original Mooch before Anthony Scaramucci, right? And Mooch, a big boy, and he knew it.
Yeah,
and
he was
light on his feet. One time, it was after a show. We were down in Atlantic City, and all of a sudden, and then we were having like a post show party. I see Mooch dancing. He's like Gleason on his feet, dancing. Mm. Like I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. And you it's with pride. You walk around with pride, you know. So you can be light on your feet.
Walk around with my gut sticking out. When your belly enters the room before the rest of you, that's an issue.
I'm telling you. No, it's all right. You look great, Al. You look great.
I know, but thank you. I appreciate it.
6:46. Let me grab Joe real quick from Staten Island. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling us early in the morning. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to another talk show because now, with all of the conflict, it's important to get everybody's view before you draw a conclusion.
Yep.
They were talking about all of these trade magazines, USA Today and so forth, about the bailout for GM.
Yep.
And part of the bailout was that they had to make cars that the government wanted them to make, which was the electric cars, the Cruise and the Volt, I believe.
Yeah.
Now, when they came to marketplace, people don't want these cars. The federal government mandated GM to make them, used that as the bait to give them their bailout money, and now people aren't buying these cars. What are they going to do? You can't make something the public does not want to buy. That goes against our whole system of supply and demand, capitalism.
You're right.
You put stuff in the marketplace people want,
and then
they buy it, and then you flourish.
When
you demand what you make by regulation, these cars, and it doesn't work. I don't think you should be blaming GM, or you know, they just did what they had to do to get the money.
Yeah. Joe, thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening to this show, among the other shows that you're listening to. No, really.
But you know what? You know what, though? He makes a good point. The problem is they never made the electric cars affordable for people. They want everybody
that's
to go green,
point,
right?
That's a great point, Albert.
So they want everybody to buy a Tesla,
that
buy
Volt
this,
was
buy
not
that.
Cheap. Is that
no,
right?
That Volt was $30,000.
Yeah. Plus, it was too small and didn't look great. I'm sorry. Whoever designed it, I don't mean to be.
I agree with you.
The Tesla is gorgeous and looks great and,
right,
and
but,
is beautiful. And,
but it's the
and,
Tesla costs $40,000. Who's buying these cars? If you want people to go green, then you need to make
what
these
happened
vehicles.
To hydrogen? I remember when Arnold was the governor and I was in California. Right. We're doing hydrogen pumps, right. You know, the hydrogen. Get me to the chopper. I get hydrogen chopper. It was like, but it was great, and I could see they're going to be. That just went away.
Because you know, the hydrogen is a very volatile element, and you know you're going to have
kind of like
some,
you, Al. You're very volatile.
Pylon Al. Oh, good. All right, keep going. God, what else? What else you want
to
go
at? I have to tell you, though, if you're going to spend a dime to bail out a company, I didn't get bailed out. Nobody got bailed out. GM
well,
got bailed out.
That's the thing.
Don't leave the country. Do not leave
the
country.
But here's
the
thing.
President
okay,
is right.
They bailed GM out. Why couldn't they build these cars for cheaper? Why couldn't they build an electric car that cost you $15,000 or $18,000? Let's say the high end
they
of
could.
It was $25,000. You'd have more electric vehicles on the road.
You'd have more
people being green. You'd have less greenhouse gas emissions. You'd be doing things to help the environment. They didn't do that.
You're right. Let me go to Tommy in Staten Island. Good morning, Tommy. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Am I on?
You are on the air, Tommy. What are you thinking, pal?
Okay, I think a lot, but I just want to suggest to you, you don't call somebody fat, you call them large. Okay. Just like you don't call somebody skinny, you call them thin.
Okay, good. Tommy, thank you. Al, large man?
I know, that's not insulting either. Who cares? I'm fat. I mean, at least I can face the fact that I'm fat. There are other people who go, oh my God, I'm insulted. I'm so insulted.
Al, you're not. You are not fat.
No,
I'm
fat. I
never see you as fat. You're not. I love that you think that.
By all statistics, I am morbidly. There has to be another term for morbidly obese.
No, but statistics are crazy. Oh, if you're over 5'5", you have to, you know, you got to weigh 90 pounds. It's like ridiculous. No one can live up to those things.
By the health standards, I am morbidly obese. But there should be another word than morbid. It should be like deathly obese. Like, there should be like a more harsher term to maybe motivate people to lose weight.
Yeah. No, listen, you just put that backpack on your back when you leave.
I don't have the big bag. Notice I slimmed down the backpack. You see, you haven't noticed that. I slimmed it down.
Sci-fi movie from the 1950s. He's going to take off with his own little jetpack. I swear to God, one day you're going to surprise
us. Space helmet on, Captain Video.
Before we return to Al's physique, I just want to underscore, you know, the point that all three of you are making, you, Al, and the caller, with respect to GM, because so many of the president's critics are rushing to blame the tariffs and the so-called trade war with China as the reason that these GM plants are closing and why they're doing these layoffs. That is absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
So now these price increases are fading fast, if they ever existed. And the Obama administration and other presidents, they failed to impose any domestic production jobs or sourcing requirements on GM during the bailout. I don't think that can be stressed enough. So lesson learned is the next company we bail out, they better have some jobs requirements, domestic jobs requirements.
That's right. And it was under the Obama administration. They bailed them out. Should they have bailed them out? It was after the crash of 2008. What do you do? But, I mean, and that's one thing. You can never trust, God forgive me, a big corporation like that.
It has nothing to do with tariffs.
Yeah, they're going to take, exactly. You're right, Frank. You're absolutely right. They take the money. The companies take the money. And then now they're going to leave the country inexcusable. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. Mm-hmm. 6:51, Deb. What a morning. Oh,
I know.
My
we're like we're talking about that Al's physique this morning, you know? Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, he said that morbidly fat
obese,
doesn't offend him, obese. But and but that is kind of the warning, morbid.
You know, like, he's not
a good sign if people say
Al
that.
Al is not fat. He's healthy. He's doing great. And,
big
and
bone.
He looks, he's very
big
very,
bone. That's the way you say it. Big bone man.
Cartman from South
we'll be back with a Zoftic friend, Al Gattulo, in a minute. Debbie, 652. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Hardy, that's it. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's take a ride to the LIE, the service road westbound, getting out toward Nichols Road. That's an accident on the shoulder to watch out for. It's kind of busy now on the Cross Bronx West into Jerome Avenue with an accident blocking one lane. And it's busy on the eastbound Gowanus into Fort Hamilton Parkway with a collision there. West Side Highway South in the 40s, an accident. One lane remains blocked. It's still busy across the board at the Hudson River crossings, 30 to 35 in across the board. 78 eastbound out by 287, construction cleared. Also in that stretch by exit 18, it's an accident. And we're still seeing some delays as you take a ride to the southbound thruway. Stop-and-go traffic heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And it looks like on the southbound thruway by exit 16, looks like some ongoing construction there as well. So that's what's causing the delay on your way down toward the Tap. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Joe on the radio, great to have you with us at 6:53. You know, there's a buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It's something they'll use twice every day, perfect for everyone with a mouth. It's called the Quip toothbrush. You're going to love the Quip electric toothbrush. This it gift is Quip, Q-U-I-P, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip has sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. A Quip is the gift that keeps refreshing with brush heads automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And you can even gift prepaid refills for a year to make sure they're never using old, worn-out bristles. This is great. I have got the Quip. I love using something that is easy to use. The ergonomics is the word that comes to mind. It goes into a little sleeve that puts in the charger. You don't have the clunky charger. You've got to check out the Quip. Do me a favor, because you're looking at gifts, and this is something for yourself you're going to love. Get Quip. .com/Piscopo. Just check it out online. Look at this spectacular new state-of-the-art product. And it looks like a big-ticket tech gift, Quip does, you know, with a stocking stuffer price, $25. Boom! Just like that, $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Piscopo right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You're going to be a hit around the Christmas tree and the holidays when you start giving the gifts out. They're going to say, what is this? Look at this. It's beautiful. Doesn't have the clunky charger. You slip it right in this ergonomic sleeve. You're going to love it. And your first refill pack for free. Don't forget, your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/Piscopo.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Very windy and cold today with intervals of clouds and sun. There'll be a few flurries. Winds will gust to 40 miles per hour. Times are high 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy and cold, low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and cold, high 45. On Friday, some sun giving way to clouds. Perhaps an afternoon shower in spots, high 43. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, here we go. 656 with 657 actually with Piscopo. Telling you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes. Been selling fine jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings for 96 years. Parian Sons is great. They are real jewelers. I keep telling you this. They service, they repair, they restore. And when you go and you see Glenn Parian and Katie and Debbie and Maria, you're going to see diamonds like you see nowhere else. And what's great about Parian and Sons Like if I went to, I went there, I told you to bring my jewelry there, and Glenn was taking care of my watches, and then Debbie walked me around, and I saw these great diamonds, I was saying that there was great diamonds at Parian and Sons, and they will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler at Parian and Sons. It's spectacular. And then the different stones, if you want to really get a gift for her, this Christmas, this Hanukkah, this holiday season, you have got to at least stop by Parian and Sons. You're going to love what you see over there. Parian and Sons, it's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or very simply, start here if you would, ParianDiamonds.com. Was that your Siri or my Siri that went off? What was that?
Yours. I don't have an Apple phone.
I got the brand new Apple phone.
Of course it doesn't work.
Actually, it's not so bad, this one. It's better because I think, really, they glitch. If you have an 8 or you have something that's older, they glitch it so you buy the new one so it works with the new operating system. I'm totally convinced of that. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We got a lot to talk about, too. And I know I got to tell you about the Howard Stern New Year's Eve party. I'll get to that when we get there. But Brigitte Gabriel's coming up in the next hour. You don't want to miss Miss Gabriel. She has a new book called Rise. You do not want to miss this great book, Rise. Thomas Mungier from the New York State Police, and Steve Perillo is going to join us, retired Marine Corps Major Chuck Kilbride, and Corey Lewandowski, Radio Piscopo.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.